April is National Poetry Month, and Public Radio 90 presents readings by poets from the Northern Michigan University and surrounding communities. Today, we'll hear poetry by Rin Ching Yang, a professor in the Sociology Department at Northern Michigan University, reading from her second collection of poetry.
Memory, the first note. This poem was written for my daughter. When she was very little, she did something which moved me so much I was never able to forget. Now she's away in college, so those memories came back. Memory, the first note. I have kept the note ever since, from over 17 years ago. When you were so little, just started learning to read and write a few simple sentences. That night before, in the middle of the unexpected storm, your new music box was thrown to the floor, breaking apart. My leg got bruised by the heavy dictionary fly hitting at me. So scared, I thought to myself, it's a book, not a knife, thank God. The next morning, before going to school, you gave me a folded note. What a surprise, my dear daughter. This was the first note to me you wrote. I opened it and just couldn't help crying, and just couldn't stop. I was alone in the house. You drew a heart with these words. Dear Mom, I hope you get over this soon, and not to bring good luck. Love. Oh, my dearest daughter, ever since, I've kept the first note you wrote to me in my purse everywhere for the past over 17 years. Thank you, Looking Glass Self. This poem was written for a dear friend. Many thanks to all the dear friends for the kind words that brought warmth to a cold northern territory. Many thanks to you. In your eye, I see me and myself. In your music, I hear the echoes of my heart and soul. Many thanks again for being there, for being my looking glass self. Sharing the beauty. To all who contribute to help make the world a better place. Sharing the belief so we know what is true from false, so that what we hold on so dear to the heart won't be destroyed in the high waves of wild deconstruction. Sharing the values so we see clear what is right from wrong, so that what we cherish, the priceless things, since the dawn of humanity, won't be messed up within the spectrum from absolutism to extreme relativism. Sharing the song of nature and the beauty of love for the goodness and the kindness in the human heart, so we anchor in each other, heart and soul, so that we try not to be swept off from where we stand in the middle of the whirlpool of the constant clash between the forces of statics and the dynamics, the uncharted waters. The harp of love. 1. If you had known. If you had traveled through that very path, in the same woods as our ancestors did. If you had been torn and confused at the crossroad before crossing that icy cold river, you would have known how I felt about love. 2. The harp of love in the human heart never stops singing. When yours echoes mine, we find in each other the meaning of life that makes our earthly existence worthwhile. The river of life, mourning those innocent dead souls. If we could just drop the dead in the past, those innocent souls, nor do we need to care about the next reincarnations, the new spirits that are entering the world. How delightful it would be, then, to just practically enjoy the current life. If the present is independent of the past and the future, just seizing the moment, then, may lead to somewhere, but where is the open end? The river of life continues its flow and has never stopped. The conjunction of today never cuts off the past from tomorrow. In silence, I listen, and I listen with the heart. It is in silence that we feel, in the mysterious and awakening melodies, the joy, the suffering, the unheard, the invisible, the untouched. The One. The body lives in a box of macro-social forces. The brain, every second and a minute, lives in a sea of micro-situations. So many passengers, ideas, and voices come and go in all shapes, sizes, and colors. Whether they inflict unbearable pain or bring joy, or a mixed bag of tears and laughter. So some will pass by, leaving no marks. Some will make a dent on or become an island in your memory. Only the one that echoes the heart, validation flowing in the river of beauty, brings peace and happiness to the journey of life, not transient, but forever.
These National Poetry Month readings are a Public Radio 90 production, recorded and produced in the facilities of WNMU-FM at Northern Michigan University. I'm Stan Wright. Thanks for listening.